Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
I recently came across another COVID-19 related article I simply could not ignore. The article, which dealt with educators tackling truancy for online classes during COVID-19, immediately grabbed my attention. Professionals at a particular school board were worried students' online learning may be missing hundreds of hours of lessons during the COVID-19 pandemic. They also said many students registering for online learning are not engaging in their classes, and they're just short of dropping off the face of the earth, so to speak. In fact, it was stated that the school division doesn't know where they are. It should be obvious that this issue is not restricted to this particular school board. It is largely a COVID-19 lockdown problem, but then again, was this another problem that existed all along and was simply under the cover of the school system? A clue was provided when it was revealed that the school board had hired 4 new social workers and intends to hire 5 more for a total force of 20 for the express purpose of, and this is what they said, helping to bridge the online learning issues and engage students and parents, welcoming them back into the classroom, making sure to get them going on that learning journey from wherever they were at now. There was concern that perhaps these online students did not have the proper equipment or internet connection, or there was competition for the limited resources that were available. It was also stated that children really wanted to be back in a classroom at school, which may indeed have been the case when the schools were forced to close, yet it did not apply to the 32% of the students who opted out of virtual classroom instruction to actually do online courses. The solutions being offered to this article were a classic example of dealing with the symptoms rather than with the cause. It was suggested that the government provide more free technology, and predictably, the Alberta Teachers Association, or the ATA, urged the government to hire more teachers under the guise that more teachers would mean less students per teacher and thus reduce susceptibility to exposure to the virus. I'm not sure how this applies to children at home. In any case, no mention was made of the fact that all teachers are mandated to pay union dues, and any increase in teacher numbers would benefit the ATA. None of these solutions will change much, as neither addresses the fact that when schools lost their control over mandatory classroom attendance, they were made vulnerable to exposure. As students were sent home or chose to do their classes online, teachers, programs, methods, contents, ideology, etc., were seen, evaluated, and found to be wanting by parents who had previously left everything up to the school. How many times have you heard your child say, "Why do I have to learn this?" Or, "When will I ever need this in life?" Now, this is a universal question asked by pretty well every student. Home educating parents and teachers are immediately able to explain and will either coerce the student into compliance or maybe realize that the child has a good point and change course. However, when the student is being taught virtually at home, this universal question does not get answered. If the parent gets involved in explaining why the student needs to learn this stuff, they are accused of interfering with the professional teachers, who's not likely to hear the question in the first place. How does the system fix this? Simple. Hire more people to normalize school as a standard deliverer of all things educational and do what's necessary to encourage parental compliance. Actually, there is a very simple and practical solution to students being truant make it a permanent problem by bringing the children home and teaching them meaningful, practical, applicable skills that will actually help them in their lives. It is time for parents to reclaim their authority in education. In keeping with the clear directives from God and common sense, home-educated students are never truant. Neither are students made truant by the government mandated to stay home, online programming or not.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.